para association here in Hillcrest. And Jodie was involved in a car accident that's left her in a wheelchair just 2.5 years ago today. Wow. And Jodie's going to talk to us about her journey and her journey with the Lord, and we're really privileged to have her. Thank you, Jodie.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Firstly, I'd like to thank Kathy and Jodie for being here. Okay, so it's very strange because I actually do a lot of public speaking in my job, but this is my first time speaking about my own personal story, so just bear with me, I'm a bit nervous. Okay, so we can just have the first slide. I like to be known as Jodie Krona, a wheelie good laugh, because of my situation. I haven't let it get me down, and I decided to just live my life to the fullest. When I was 22 years old, I was living in Joburg, and I had a really bad car accident. At the time, my independence was at the highest it could be. I was living alone. I was working full time. I was very, very happy, and this accident just changed everything. I had to move back to Durban and be back with my family. So I spent 4 months in hospital. Basically, they didn't tell me that I was not going to be able to walk again. They kind of just prepared me for the worst, and that kind of happened. So when I got home, I had to make the decision. What is going to be my new story? Am I going to let this get me down and this is it now, the sad girl in the wheelchair? Or am I going to become the person I think I can be with God's help? So I'd like to read a verse that I read when I was first at home. It's by Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For you know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You might think that's quite a strange one to say, especially because of harm. I know when you see someone in a wheelchair, you think that they're broken, but they really aren't. I was ready to get back into the world, and I did. And the first place I went to was actually Watercress Hospital, and people were just staring at me, and I had like no idea why. It was so strange, and it really broke my heart that people were feeling pity for me, because there's no reason. So I decided if I can't change my physical appearance, I'm going to try to change how others see me. And through that, I started with adaptive sports, which I ended up loving. I've got a few slides here. I started with adaptive yoga, and I just felt like that was so important to show people that it didn't actually have to be the physical. It was more about meditation and working through your issues. So there's a photo of me doing some yoga. I also attended the Wings for Life race, which was definitely the highlight of my year last year. That is a race to raise funds for spinal cord injuries. I also got into rowing, which I love. And I'm very honored to know that my physio is actually here, Taryn. We did some swimming races together. We've done the race 2 years in a row now. And I call that my life race because that's about a month after I had my accidents. And I've done it twice now. And that's kind of just to celebrate, like, what's happened and accepting it. Actually, I don't like to use the word accept because I don't think I'll ever accept what's happened. No, correct myself, sorry. I accept what's happened, but I don't accept that this is the end. I really believe that something will happen. My miracle's coming. But in the meantime, I'm just so passionate about the disability world. See, now that I know what it's like to be looked down upon, and it's so hard to explain, but all I wanted to do was show people that please don't feel sorry for someone in a wheelchair. Don't feel sorry for someone who's gone through something bad. Celebrate them. So through God, it's actually quite strange. When I was here 2 weeks ago with Kathy, we heard a sermon, I don't know if you guys were here, by Brian, and he basically said, how do you feel if God doesn't answer your prayers? Do you feel let down? Do you feel like you're trying and trying and he hasn't answered for you? That's kind of where I was at, and I thought, God, I grew up in your church, I've done everything I could right, and this is where it's got me. Like, how can you do this to me? So that was a huge challenge, and I thought about it, and I said, actually, He isn't doing that to hurt me. He's using me to help others. And if I have to do it sitting in a wheelchair to get people's attention to show you that it's not the way you think it is, I will accept that. So if I can just show you the next slide. This is the Quad Para Association. I'm so proud to be a part of it. I was kind of searching for more people in wheelchairs just to kind of see like what they were doing with their lives, you know, to find that mutual connection and understanding. And I was lucky enough to find this organization that just changed my life and was exactly in line with what I wanted to do. So I'm very, very proud to be able to attend a lot of events and speak about disability and fight for rights and go to new buildings and say this is not wheelchair friendly, it's not on, you're actually discriminating. It's been really, really amazing. I just believe that with a strong support system, and come on ladies, we know women are just, they are everything. We are so strong. We really, really are. And I think together we can overcome anything. So if there's anything, I would really just appreciate you guys to just honestly put yourself on a pedestal. You are doing amazing. You will be fine. That's all. Thank you. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to this amazing group of women. I feel so honored to be able to share my story and supported through the traumas and terrors that I've faced. I pray for every woman here to have the strength to overcome anything that comes their way. Amen.